Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, and of course Wayne Mamo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what up?
You know how it is. Watching this pressure cooker of a typical Subway Series game.
Yes, sir.
2-2 in the bottom of the 10th. Jason Bay, the less likely guy, you know, to come through with his $60 million bust. But, you know, we'll lead that off with the show. Then we're going to talk a little NBA, you know, the NBA lockout, which started on Friday. And, of course, talk a little bit about the NFL thing, as there's rumors that they might resolve something, but we'll see. And lastly, talk about, you know, sports entertainment with the CM Punk promo and, you know, what's going on in sports. Right now, they brought in Norrissey to try to get this last out, to get that $6 million bust, Jason Bay.
Mets are trying desperately to avoid the sweep today. So.
Yep. I know you want to rub that in, but you're absolutely right.
Well, it's true. I mean, you guys trying to avoid the sweep, and, you know, Mariano blew the save today.
Yep.
The Mets tied it in the ninth inning, you know.
Yep, down to that last strike and with two outs.
Well, they had a chance to win the game, but what's his name?
Yeah.
Turner got thrown out.
I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
And Base hit! He did it.
Well, there it is.
Mets win. Oh shoot, we won. 3-2.
Oh.
Jason Bray came through. Finally.
I guess he's not a bus after all, huh?
And you were just talking about that, Justin Turner, okay, he split your pieces. But Jason Bray finally came through.
Well, you know, after, yeah, like I said, after, you know, you guys had a game, you had to win it, so.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that.
Yeah, we blew this game, so, hey, we just move on. I really wanted to sweep you guys, but maybe next time.
Yep, and like you said, Mets desperately needed that win, you know.
Yeah.
They lost the first two at home. I mean, they had a huge road trip in which they scored four runs. They had a four-game winning streak, and they scored 52 runs, which was a franchise record. And after Verlander shut them down on Thursday, you know, they lost the first two to the Yankees, and they were, you know, trying to avoid a four-game losing streak. And thanks to Jason Bay with his RBI winning single, K-Rod, Francisco Rodriguez, is now 2-2. Former Met Luis Ayala finishes off with a 1-2 record.
I predict now that will be Jason Bay's biggest hit of the season. I predict that that's going to be Jason Bay's biggest hit of the season. I predict that.
I wouldn't be surprised. So, yeah, he's been stealing money.
Well, congrats.
Thank you. It's about time the Mets did something against the Yankees. Shoot.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, Dickie would pitch every day. Finally, he came through. Jason Bay.
Yeah.
Mets win, final score 3-2.
And a game that started late because of a rain delay.
Yep.
But both pitchers pitched good today. Garcia pitched
yeah.
well. And, Dickie plays. He pitched good.
Yep. Just like the first game of the Subway Series at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
It's a rematch of that. You know, Mets won both. Those are the only two games Mets won in this series. And again, both guys pitch well.
Yeah.
Oh, pie in the face. And no, guys, the Yankees didn't invent that. Everybody did that. Just that you guys do it every day. That's what you guys do. The pie in the face. That is like shaving cream.
It is.
Yeah, I know they mostly use shaving cream, but sometimes they use, you know, whipped cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would prefer to have whipped cream, you know, get pie in the face instead of shaving cream.
Well, I would assume that shaving cream is always available in the locker room, so.
Yeah, that's true. And Reyes, of course, he missed the game after yesterday's game when he injured himself after he got a single.
Yeah.
The results of Reyes' MRI is still, you know, still hasn't been released. So we don't know how long Reyes is going to be out.
Yeah, and he was voted as the All-Star starter. He might miss that.
Yep. Just what I was about to say. Congratulations to him. You know, he's the first ever Met shortstop to starting four All-Star games.
Yeah.
But he might miss his second of his fourth All-Star game if he can't make it, depending on this injury.
And, oh, this is his fourth?
Yeah, this was his fourth All-Star selection, but he's only played in, I believe, two of them.
Oh.
Because he was injured in one of them. I think it was the second one. Or was it the first? I'm not sure. It was either the first or the second. He
right.
got kicked, and he got hurt. And then afterwards, he probably was the second time. I think it was in 07. He got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, he got selected again. But, you know, this is his fourth. So congratulations to him. And Beltran is also vote. He got elected to the All-Star, but through the coaches voting as a reserve.
Yeah.
And of course, congratulations to you guys. I know it's old hat. I mean, you guys always make it. But you know, of course, Jeter's an All-Star. Teixeira, Granderson. You know, pretty much the All-Star Yankee lineup that Yankees put out every day.
Six Yankees going.
Mariano, I would assume.
Jeter, A-Rod, Granderson, Russell Martin, and Robbie Cano.
And Tino Martinez. I said that when he hit in that old-timers game. He might come out of retirement.
Yeah.
Maybe Jason Giambi will play DH. Even though they're in Arizona. But seriously, a good win by the Mets. Gotta get to keep this going because now they're gonna face Dodgers.
In LA?
Is it in LA? I don't remember. Is it? Wow, I'm trying to remember. I think it's here.
Oh, okay.
I think we went to LA already. But then we faced Dodgers like 7 times already.
Oh.
There was like a team, or no, I think it was Pirates we faced like 10 times this year already. But yeah, I think this is their time, probably their first time here.
I'm not sure.
I'd have to check afterwards.
Okay.
But your guys, you're going to Cleveland or you're here?
I think we're going to Cleveland.
Oh, if you're going to Cleveland, then most likely we're staying home to host the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And then of course we all know you guys are gonna return back for Tampa Bay, where your boy Jeter will return to get his on his quest for 3,000 hits. You're 6 hits away.
3,000. Come on.
So, you know, like we all assumed, if Jeter wasn't hurt, he would have got his 3,000 hits, because his replacement, the first two games, I'm trying to, his name is
Nunez?
For the most. Nunez, right. Eduardo Nunez, right? His name was?
Yeah.
Is, I should say? Yeah, he we couldn't get him out that inning, this series.
Yeah,
he had
like
7 hits, 7 for 7. But he didn't play today. And Eduardo, what's this guy? Romero Pena?
Romero Pena, yeah.
Yeah, that guy, he can't play the field at all.
Yeah, he was not good today.
Yeah, error in the ninth, error in the tenth. And if we played the 11th, he'd make an error there too.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're getting Jeter back. Good thing we're getting Jeter back. I miss my boy.
But, now you guys, you know, you guys could get your pom-poms ready again. He's going to come back.
Yep.
Get that 3,000 hit most likely in Yankee Stadium.
Hopefully.
If he doesn't, it'll be more special. Yeah, there'd have to be a setback for him not to get it there. Because after that, after, you know, the 4 games at Tampa, you guys are going to go on the road before the All-Star, you know, game. So,
yeah.
You know, if you don't come back around this four game series, which most likely he'll definitely will, maybe even as early as tomorrow or Tuesday, but he'll most likely hit it.
Yeah, it's my boy right there. We ride and die together.
That's what all the Yankee fans say. But the win from the Mets, you know, they needed to salvage that win. But now, you know, we don't have to worry about the Subway Series unless if both teams play the way that, you know, they want to play.
Yeah.
But The odds are strongly against that, but hey, you gotta believe.
And now, you guys go on to face Dodgers. Yankees go on to face Cleveland.
Yep.
And, you know, you guys, the rest of the season, I got to worry about whether or not I get trade Reyes or re-sign him after the season.
Yep.
And what you're going to do with K-Rod and
K-Rod.
Beltran.
Yep. Right about that.
What do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to, they're not going to trade. I think, now I'm starting to think they're not going to trade Reyes. And, you know, see if they could hold on to him, but maybe that's wishful thinking on my part. Beltran and K-Rod, I think they'll be traded.
You think Reyes will be re-signed after?
Well, no, I think they're gonna hold on to him until next year. I don't know if they'll re-sign him. That I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know about that.
Wait, I don't understand. You said they're gonna hold on to him until next year?
No, I'm saying like they're not gonna trade him in the trading. At first I thought they would, but now I'm starting to think they're not gonna trade him. And then
isn't he a free agent after this season?
Yeah, I think they'll hold on to it. But it depends on how the Mets are doing in the wild card chase.
So you think they'll hold on to him for one more year?
No, I think they'll hold on to him. They won't trade him this year, and then try to re-sign him in the off season.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you think they'll re-sign him then?
I hope so. They'll try
to
re-sign him. I don't know if they will. I mean,
okay.
I hope they will, but
right.
You know, we're gonna have to find out in the off season.
Well, you have to re-sign him.
I hope they do. You know, they need that guy. If they don't, then
time
to blow up the whole team because the Mets fans are gonna burn down Citi Field if they do that.
Oh yeah, they better re-sign him. They have to.
And they definitely do. I mean, there's no excuse. I mean, this is a New York team. I mean, you're supposed to retain your best players and you know, try to acquire good players to try to help your team win a championship.
Yep.
So hopefully they get their act together and hold on to these guys. Because, I mean, especially Reyes, because, you know, they desperately need that guy. So far, he's been playing he's been the best player in the game. And even A-Rod said that, he's the world's greatest player right now.
Yeah, most exciting player in baseball.
Yep. Mets definitely need that. Whoever you get for Reyes, you're not going to get that excitement and talent back.
Maybe the Mets should have, like, a fundraiser where, like, people give money to keep him.
Yeah, but the Wolfpons would probably put it in their pocket anyway. So,
I'm sure Mets fans will pitch in. They're like $20 or something. Think about every Mets fan will give $20.
But they probably do when they probably spend more than that, you know, when they go into a game. So they are pretty much donating.
That's true.
So they haven't
$20
really...
or $50.
They haven't really did anything to improve the team, I mean.
Yeah.
So pretty much they've been donating, you know, out of their loyalty to the team. I'm sure attendance have went down. But then again the fans are kinda PO'd, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with how the organization isn't, you know, really spending the money, you know, to try to acquire better players, but to the credit, Terry Collins has instilled the attitude, you know, a hard-nosed, work ethic to the team. You know, these are guys who are coming up from the farm system, are veterans from other teams, and, you know, they're playing hard. They're playing hard for Terry Collins so far.
Yeah.
So hopefully they keep it up.
And you got young guys like Turner, who's playing good.
Yep. Turner, who's
Ike Davis.
Ike Davis is hurt.
Yeah, but, you know.
He's played well. I mean, before he got injured.
Yeah.
Avery Wright's hurt also.
Yep.
You know, Murphy, Turner, Tejada, and, And sometimes do that as well, you know, they step out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they need all those guys, and Reyes and Beltran is leading the team, you know, offensively, you know, with their veteran leadership. So,
yeah,
they definitely need to add more pieces, you know, winning pieces, you know, so they could hopefully be in championship contention in these next couple of years. If they could re-sign Reyes, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
But speaking of teams and players, the NFL, of course, they're still in the lockout. But and NBA, they just started a couple of days ago. They locked out the players, and it looks like it's going to get ugly, man.
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, it's 99 all over again.
No, man.
Might have a shortened season. But then again, last time the NBA had a shortened season, Knicks went to the finals.
Yep.
That might be a good thing for the Knicks.
Yeah, you might have a point there.
I would love that.
Yeah, as long as we could get a, you know, but then again, the salary cap is in jeopardy, you know.
Yeah.
How much they, because the owners want to lower the salary cap.
Yes, sir.
They want to make it a hard cap.
Fucking
or at least similar to NHL one, but the players, you know, they of course, obviously they want more money and guess you know more of the money. Better term. So.
Yeah.
Now hopefully they'll find middle ground and. Whatever helps the Knicks, you know, win a championship. That's what I'm for.
Yeah, I hope. I hope this gets resolved before the season ends.
Oh yeah.
Before season begins, I should say.
Yeah. Because at this rate, it might end before the season ends.
And we might not even have a season if that's the case.
Yeah, I know. A three-game season. All right, guys, let's play. Let's try to win the division. I'll probably be the only one we beat the Celtics in the division, maybe. So we play some defense for a change.
Yeah.
And speaking of defense, the Knicks are expected to retain their bench coach, and they're thinking about adding a defensive coach, and looks like they're looking at former head coach Lawrence Frank. You know, to be the defensive coach.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, because they desperately need one.
Yeah.
In the worst way. Offense isn't the problem here. I mean, defense is number one and two. They need a big man, you know, to, you know, block shots and provide, you know, some scoring in the post, man. I should say in the paint.
Yeah, because they can't guard anyone.
Oh, yeah. Man. I mean, man. They couldn't guard Mo Vaughn at a solid bar.
Yeah, they need someone who's going to, like, preach defense and, you know, install some kind of a defensive scheme that'll help them, you know, put pressure on the other team.
Exactly.
Because right now, I mean, they could score, but they can't guard anyone on the floor.
Yeah, I know. And what was I gonna say? I can't. Yeah, and they're you know thinking about bringing Kurt Thomas back. I'm hoping as a bench guy, a guy to provide leadership and not a guy to play center.
Oh hell no! Yeah, Kurt Thomas, come on, he's getting old.
Yeah, no, he's literally the oldest guy in the league now because Shaq retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kurt Thomas is 39 years old. Talk about a flash from 99.
Come on, yeah, we can't. Come on. Maybe they could use him as defensive coach.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll never
play defense.
Crazy eyes, man.
Yeah.
Set him down. Oh, yeah, and another thing. They were saying, I read in the newspaper a couple of days ago that they said that in 07, Knicks had a chance to trade Curry for Billups.
Really?
Yeah. But Walsh turned it down because, you know, this was the year after this was, I think, the year after or the year when Curry was having that, you know, almost having that All-Star year.
Oh.
Remember that season?
Yeah, but they were trading for Billups?
Well, yeah, the Pistons was offering up Billups.
But we had Marbury at the time.
Yeah, you have a point there. You're right. We did have Marbury.
Yeah, so that wouldn't have made any sense, really.
And then Billups and Marbury got traded for each other.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this was let me try a thing. Wait, no, wait.
Billups and Marbury, you said?
No, wait, I'm wrong. I must be thinking of the Iverson Billups trade.
Yeah, that's what
you're thinking. Yeah, my fault. Yeah, I'm wrong. I'm way off. I'm thinking of two different plays.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that wouldn't have worked out, even if we had gotten Billups.
Yeah, I forgot Marvin was still on that team.
Yeah.
But hopefully they could resolve this thing. And like I said before, you know, whatever is in the best interest for the Knicks and the NBA,
yeah,
down for it. And, switching gears here, lastly to WWE. CM Punk, man, he at the end of the show, he had one of the best promos, or arguably the best promo since the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was part of the script. You thought it was legit. You thought it was real.
I thought there were some elements of realness to it.
Yeah, he made fun of Brock Lesnar, The Rock, John Cena, Hulk Hogan, Vince McMahon, Stephanie, Triple H, and the company.
Yep.
And it did sound real.
Yep.
But I think it's all part of the script. But it was a good promo.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And they turned his mic off.
Yeah, when he was about to rip the anti-bullying.
Yeah.
Policy that WWE just installed, you know, this year.
What the hell is the anti-bullying policy?
They're against people, you know, bullying, you know, against people and kids and stuff like that. But yet they do that all the time in their promos. What's the Vicky Guerrero thing? I heard Vicky Guerrero, she lost like, what, 50 pounds? But they're still doing the whole fat Vicky Guerrero, you know, promos on her.
Isn't
that kind of hypocritical?
It is.
Anti-bullying.
It's hypocritical.
I think that's what CM Punk was going to talk about. If it was, of course, part of the script that they were going to cut him off, because who knows, that could have been the code for them to cut off his mic.
Yeah.
Because he did talk for like 5 to 10 minutes. So, no, I think like 6 or 7 minutes. And he said all these horrible stuff, and they didn't cut off the mic. But
yeah, and that's when they decided to cut out his mic.
Exactly. After all the worst things were said.
Right.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, tomorrow, you know, I heard that it's not live. It's tape on Tuesday.
Oh yeah.
They were saying CM Punk was suspended, but they agreed that he's gonna compete and all that stuff. So.
Oh, he is suspended.
Later that Tuesday it came out, but then after it looked like they didn't suspend him anymore.
Oh.
They had kicker agreement. Some work. They came up with storyline purpose, I guess.
Oh.
But he can't say any more bad things about the company.
Right.
I guess we'll see tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's like the easiest of all storylines. The Rock and Cena, his storyline.
Yeah.
Actually, really the Rock and Cena part of it. There's rumors that Brock and Heyman saw him in my, you know, trying to negotiate with WWE. But, like, in a non-TV role, maybe, you know, like, licensing stuff, you know. Stuff like that. But I guess we'll talk more about that next week. Thanks a lot, Macaulay.
No problem, man.
Coming on. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, of course, for listening to another edition of Sports Urban Legends. For your memo. See you next week. Peace, everybody. And happy 4th of July.